Savannah, Georgia. A place known for its amazing architecture and its rich history. But for some of us who are into ghosts and legends, you might be familiar with its creepy stories. This one is different, though. It involves one of the most haunted houses in the United States. For this, we'll go back to 1841, to a place where landowners and other locals in Savannah would gather for parties right in the middle of moss-draped trees, cobblestone paths, blossoming flowers all around. Right there, Francis Sorrell, a shipping merchant, had his house built. Francis Sorrell himself had a rough start to life, being abandoned by his own father. But still, he became a successful businessman, and him and his family lived in the place he had built up until 1859, when he sold it to Henry D. Weed, a wealthy businessman from Connecticut. Henry kept the house and his family until 1914, and then it became vacant. Eventually, nearly 25 years later, in 1940, the Society for Preservation of Savannah Landmarks opened it up to the public and declared it a state landmark in 1954. But this house has a dark history, one that involves death and depression and a series of horrible events. Welcome to the Sorrell Weed Haunted Mansion in Savannah, Georgia. My name is Edwin. Here is a dark memory. The house has a large front door welcoming you as you approach it and see its brown color with green shutters. It is one of the largest houses in Savannah with an impressive 16,000 square feet. Its interior still has the original furniture and look and feel of when people were living there. And the area that surrounds it also has its share of darkness, because in 1779, one of the most gruesome battles in the American Revolution took place right there, with many deaths of soldiers. But inside the house, well, that's a dark story too. Francis's first wife, Lucinda, died of yellow fever in 1827. Francis then went on to marry her sister, Matilda, 2 years later. But in 1859, Matilda jumped to her death from the second or third story window when she discovered Francis having an affair with a slave named Molly. From all the grief, Molly also committed suicide and hung herself. The lives of slaves were made even tougher by the unhygienic conditions they were forced to live in, with cramped, dirty, and deteriorating rooms. They had simple beds made with interlaced rope and a wood frame, and only had the bare essentials. Now, the slave quarters are considered to be one of the darkest places in the property. Guests claim to feel a sensation of nausea and choking when they go into the basement during the tours that the place offers now. And those who claim to have psychic powers describe feeling panicked for no apparent reason. There are lots of other unexplained phenomena inside that house. Things like cell phones running completely out of battery, even if they were full when they first stepped into the property. Others claim to see figures in the pictures that they capture. Orbs, they say. And sometimes they report seeing an entity in a picture with a mirror in the background. Part of the dark energy of the place might also stem from the place where the property was built, which is called Madison Square. That was the place where the siege of Savannah took place, taking the lives of hundreds of soldiers. The place itself can be seen in the opening scene of Forrest Gump, when the feather is floating in the air, and has also been featured in an episode of HGTV's If Walls Could Talk, as well as in an episode of Ghost Adventures. But as you'd expect, there are other places in the area that have their own set of scary stories, such as a Hamilton Turner Inn, where you can hear the sounds of children laughing, billiard balls seen rolling around. The most infamous of all, a man who is seen smoking a cigar, sitting on the roof by himself. And then there's the Marshall House, a hotel that has been used as a hospital 3 times since 1851. Once for Union soldiers, and twice for yellow fever epidemics. Guests say that they can see ghosts in the hallways, as well as faucets turning on by themselves, and also hearing children run down the halls, but seeing nobody there. But if you choose to stay at the 1790 Inn and Restaurant, you open the door to the hallway, you might be greeted by Anna, a woman who haunts the upstairs area waiting for her lost love to return to her. She has gotten fame as one of the most famous ghosts of Savannah. Others claim to see a little servant boy roaming in the building. And even though Savannah, Georgia is known for its many attractions, ghosts themselves have turned into something that tourists look for while visiting the city. Sometimes, tourists get what they're looking for and experience paranormal things. Things that they'll remember forever. One of the most common experiences happens at the Moon River Brewing Company, where guests have seen a lady in white at the top of the building staircase. Staff members complain of the tricks that get played on them. And many have said that ghosts have been known to throw bottles and give customers sudden chills. Basement and the upstairs areas are the most active spots for these events. But can an entire city be haunted? Why do so many places in Savannah have such things happening there? They say that it is a place that is difficult to leave because of its tourist attractions. But perhaps there exists another reason why the souls choose to stay, forever roaming the streets and buildings, the places they once loved. The Dark Memory is produced by me, Edwin Covarrubias, with research by Madeline Guerra. Check out the website over at adarkmemory.com to find out more and get in touch. You can follow this show to get notified when new episodes come out just by clicking the follow button right now on your podcast player. Until next time, thank you very much for listening.